Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. Come on in. First day of spring. Oh, I don't care what the calendar says. Opening day of baseball, that's the start of spring to me. By the way, on this date, 1993, something magical happened. And nobody saw this coming. Happened in baseball 40 years ago today. Anybody want to guess? I'll give you his first name.
But that would be 1983?
1993.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, 40 years. His first name was Charlie. Something happened 40 years ago. 30 years ago. My math. Yes, Ton.
Something involving Charlie Liebrandt.
No, not bad. Anybody else want to guess? This happened 1993.
It's baseball related.
Yeah. And it was a buildup of something that had taken decades to get to that point. It had taken 40 years to get to 1993 for this moment. And the player's name is Charlie.
Any more hints?
Uncle Charlie.
Yeah.
It was a ninth inning home run.
Oh, the first time ever a pinch hitter hit a walk-off home run in a baseball game?
No.
Oh, I'm trying.
Let's just keep this going. This is fun.
Okay.
I was in a perfect game.
Can you give us his last name and what he did?
His last name was Brown.
Oh, Charlie Brown from the comic strip?
Yes.
Oh, Charlie Brown in the comic strip.
After 40 years of swinging and missing, Charlie Brown hit a ninth inning home run in the comic strip.
I always thought he was trying to kick a football.
He was, but, you know, Lucy kept pulling the football out, and then he decided he was going to play baseball.
Who gave
instead.
Up the dinger? Linus Schroeder?
He was Bo Jackson. He was trying to be Deion Sanders. He was going to be a multi-sport athlete here.
Pigpen, definitely a catcher.
Ooh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, Pigpen would look like a catcher. All righty. We're off to a rousing start. Let's try it again. Hey, spring. First day of spring.
Nobody saw it coming.
No. Welcome to the program. Come on in. Stay a while if you like. Our streaming partner, Peacock, will show you what this looks like. You could actually see the Danettes' faces when I brought up Charlie Brown, and they had no idea what I was talking about. But stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sign up for the newsletter and make sure you check out PXG Golf Clubs. PXG, the Gen 6 Golf Clubs, available now. Go to PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG to learn more and schedule a fitting. So that's PXG.com. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. And how about my Sacramento Kings? Yeah. Going to the playoffs.
Light the beam. Light the beam.
First time since 2006, the Sacramento Kings are going to be in the playoffs. And you know what that means? The longest playoff drought of the four major sports leagues belongs to, do you guys want to guess after the Charlie Brown debacle?
The biggest drought game?
Yes. The biggest playoff drought. Yes, Marv?
I'm going to say the Jets.
The Jets.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
They've missed the playoffs 12 times last 12 years, finished last in the AFC East, six of the last seven, and they're now on the clock.
Was that the Sanchez?
Woo!
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
That was with Mark Sanchez, Darrell Revis. They lost to the Steelers in the AFC title game last time. The Jets made the playoffs, I think. The Buffalo Sabres have missed the NHL playoffs 11 years in a row. They're in danger of missing this season as well. After the Jets and Sabres, it's a six-way tie for the third longest playoff drought among teams who have missed the playoffs 7 years in a row. Todd's Broncos, the Charlotte Hornets, the Pittsburgh Pirates, Kansas City Royals, LA Angels, and your Detroit Tigers. Yes, Paul.
Here's a quick one for you guys. How many head coaches had the Sac Kings have had since they last made the playoffs in 06? How many head coaches since 06 for the Sac Kings?
12.
12 is correct, Dan.
Oh!
Attaboy. Mr. King.
Yes. I am Sacramento King. Yes, I am.
Sac-town.
Yeah. No, it's great. Great story. You know, I don't know if you could be an A star in Sacramento. I don't know. You know, they're not focusing on NBA entertainment and NBA, on ESPN or TNT. You know, they're kind of lost there with the Lakers. You got the Golden State Warriors. Like, you're, what are you, fourth on the list there of teams in California that were going, you know, they're going to get the attention. The Clippers are going to get more attention. But Sacramento, through all of this, and they made a lot of mistakes with coaches, players they didn't draft. They got a good nucleus there. And, you know, De'Aaron Fox could be a star. Sabonis, he should be an MVP candidate this year with what he's done. Keegan Murray, best three-point shooting rookie in history. So they got a lot of positives. And Mike Brown has been kicked to the curb in a variety of places, but glad to see him. He'll probably be coach of the year as Sacramento Kings. And, you know, when they traded away Halliburton, I'm like, God, I like that guy. And I thought, okay. And then you get Sabonis, and Sabonis has been unbelievable. He's, you know, it's a nightly feature, it feels like, where at least a double-double with him. Yes, Mark?
I think going into next year, I'm going to say the Kings have at least 10 nationally televised games.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you become a winner, look at the Grizzlies. Nobody's looking at the Grizzlies.
Yeah, but you have Ja Morant.
De'Aaron Fox is not
tune in factor. He's not the highlight guy that Ja Morant is.
More people got to watch.
Well, yeah, but I mean, De'Aaron Fox is really good. He might be the fastest player in the NBA. Sabonis is a wonderful player, but there's nothing where you go, oh my God, did you see the Kings highlights? When's the last time we did that? And social media is not focusing on the Sacramento Kings. Ja Morant, you are. Dylan Brooks, you are. You know, maybe Sacramento is where Memphis was a couple of years ago, but just because you're winning, that doesn't, you know, we don't go out of our way to watch Denver.
I didn't say go out of your way. I'm just saying they're going to get 10 nationally televised games going into next season.
But if you're not showing Denver, then why would you be showing Sacramento?
Because I'd rather watch Sacramento than watch Denver.
But you're probably in the minority here with that.
Oh, for sure. I definitely want to watch the Kings versus the Cavs.
The Kings beat the Blazers by 40 to clinch their first playoff berth. So the 16-year postseason drought, longest in the NBA. And that was the longest among all the other sports as well. All right, 877-3DP show. Operator Tyler standing by. And we'll have a poll question that Seton is going to do the honors right now.
Right now. Do you know the team that has the current NBA drought? Playoff drought?
Now that Sacramento is
in. Now that Sacramento is in? Your Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, yeah, I did. I mentioned that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who's after that? It's really not actually all that fun, really, when you think. It's only been 4 years, four seasons.
Is this more fun than the Charlie Brown?
No, Charlie Brown was way more fun. Pistons and then the Spurs, actually.
Ooh.
Spurs is kind of a weird one there.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, if you were going to choose a new NBA team to be a fan of,
okay,
you could choose between the Sacramento Kings and the New York Knicks.
Oh. Oh. I like to go first here.
Okay. All right.
I kind of like the
I'm
Knicks.
Worried that the sounds that we're making here.
Marvin's really having an episode.
Marvin.
Over there.
Whoa. What's going on, Marv?
The Knicks, as my son would say.
Yeah. All right, Paul, go ahead.
Whenever the Knicks even get close to good, the reaction on the East Coast is way too big. I don't think I can handle being a Knicks fan. No. I would love to be a Knicks fan. I loved them Ewing days. But the coverage of the Knicks and the hype around the Knicks when they win three games in a row.
Hey, when they beat the Hawks that one game and guys were taking off their shirts.
That was hilarious.
I took my kids to that parade.
I'm like, oh my God.
We're back, baby.
You guys beat the Hawks at home.
But
one game.
I do want to say the Knicks fans are ultra loyal, even though they're weird.
But they've been here before. It's a long time ago.
Right.
But they've won a couple of titles. Granted, it was, you know, back in the early 70s, but it's the new generation. Like, we beat the Hawks at home. Take our shirts off and let's celebrate.
And it's like people are going back to that dominant era with John Starks. And you're like, yeah, he still didn't win anything.
Yeah, John's still shooting threes.
Those good old days of John Starks.
Too soon. The Knicks were relevant, though. They were. And they're sort of relevant now just because they're the Knicks. Yes, Todd.
Much cooler to root for the Kings. You got the purple. Whenever you think of California, you immediately think L.A. and San Diego. Sacramento gets no love at all, even though they're just the capital, but they're kind of the forgotten part of California. And it's something new and fresh and fun.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
I do like the uniforms. I like the Kings uniform. Yes, Paulie.
But if you're a Kings fan, if you jump on now, it's like when a band breaks. And like, oh, I'm going to become a fan of blank because they're good now. You were... Some people supported the Kings when they weren't good.
I, you know what? Everybody can come on board. There's plenty of room on the bandwagon there. It's a good story. Yes, Marv.
It's a great story. 15 nationally televised games for the next season. I can't even wait. Let's go, Kings.
Yeah.
They're a fun team to look at. Maybe I'm the only person watching them at 11 o'clock at night. My wife's like, are you coming to bed? No. De'Aaron Fox is about to go off. Who?
No, honey. I'm going to light my own beam. Light the beam. So what's the poll question?
Well, we could do that one. I got another one for you.
Oh, so would you rather be a Kings fan or a Knicks fan?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
We could also do who gets a playoff win first. I'm going to take the Kings out of it, although we could put them
winning
in
a series.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the Knicks have won a playoff game.
Yeah, the Knicks have won. They're not on this question. Okay. Though, but it's been 18 seasons since the Charlotte Hornets have.
Ooh.
Also 18 since the Sacramento Kings.
Mm-mm.
18 since the Minnesota Timberwolves. 14 since the Detroit Pistons.
Your Kings, Dan, are in the 3 seed right now. They can grab the 2 seed. They would need a little bit of help from the Grizz.
Mm.
The New York Knicks are at the 5 seed all to themselves right now in the East.
Okay. I'd rather be a Kings fan. Yeah. I think they're interesting. Yes, Mark.
I can't wait until the Knicks play the Cavs and Donovan Mitchell goes off. And everyone's like, see, we should have traded for Donovan Mitchell. Fire everybody.
They're scheduled to meet in the first round, aren't they?
Yes.
Yep.
Dolan's an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, Dolan didn't make that.
You're fired up today.
Let's go, Knicks.
Yes, Paul.
But you know what's helping the Knicks is the Nets not reaching the title. When they had, remember 3 years ago, it was title or bust, and now it's bust?
But even with the Nets, it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
There's no fans in Brooklyn.
The Nets are the Clippers.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
They always will be.
Yes, they
will. No offense, Clippers.
Yes. Chris Mannix, who covers the sport, will join us coming up. I got the updated odds here for MVP, DraftKings. It's the Joker. The Joker is leading Joel Embiid right now, and then Giannis a distant third. So we'll talk to Mannix about that. Jeff Passan, ESPN Senior Baseball Insider, joins us a little bit later on as we talk about opening day and night. Everybody's playing. But if I'm scheduling Major League Baseball, and I go, okay, who do people want to see? They want to see Aaron Judge, and they want to see Shohei Ohtani. And maybe not in that order. Guess what the Angels' opening day opponent is, or guess who? Of course, the Oakland A's in Oakland. Huh? Baseball's done everything right. And now you're going to go, no, you know, let's tuck him away. Oakland's going to be one of the worst teams. And you know, Ohtani's going to be the starting pitcher. I got to put him on display. The NBA would never do this, right? The NBA would never do that. It'd be like, all right, let's see. LeBron is going to play who? Steph Curry is going to play who? How about LeBron and Steph Curry against each other? People want to see Shohei Ohtani. He got momentum. People are interested. And he's going to end up with a game against the Oakland A's. Watch him throw a no-hitter. But a great month for baseball. I'm excited. If you didn't hear the commissioner yesterday, and I enjoy it because, you know, there's a David Stern feel that I can push him a little bit. We can push each other a little bit. And I always appreciate that because I'm speaking for the fan. I'm speaking for you asking some of these questions here as we move forward. We're headed towards umpires, you know, with the automatic strike zone. And it's not a question of if, but when. And just so you know, the umpires will still be there. Although I'd like to see AI, you know, I'd like to see robots back there. Steve Reich, I'm going to run you. You're out of here.
How about celebrity voices for the robot umpire? You're like Matthew McConaughey, a little chill vibe.
Steve Reich. But we're going to have an automated strike zone. We are. And all it's going to be is the umpire will have an earpiece. He'll have, you know, what's called an IFB, and they'll just say, you know, strike ball. And it'll happen quickly. And it's happening in the minor leagues. It's going to happen in Major League Baseball. And you have the visual component where you're going to show it just like tennis, where the ball's in or out. And then there's no arguing there. Now you can say, oh, I'm going to miss arguing. And umpires coming out, they're grown men in uniforms kicking dirt on the home plate or something. But we're headed that way, and it's in the not-too-distant future. Yes, Paul?
I can get you into the A's game tonight. There are good seats still available for Oakland A's tonight.
I could probably play for the A's tonight.
$22 will get you in the door, and the highest-priced ticket in the whole building is $270. You could sit behind home plate and watch Shohei Ohtani tonight for the price of, like, a regular-season NFL ticket.
How is that not a national showcase? I don't get it. Yes, he...
Kind of a sidebar, but did you see the story on who the fourth highest paid Cincinnati Red is this year?
It is Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr., come on down. I love that stuff. Oh, man.
Yeah, good stuff.
There's dudes playing every day that don't make as much money as a guy who retired 13 years ago.
Righty, let's take a break. Chris Mannix going to join us. I'm curious who his MVP is this year. We'll get his thoughts coming up. And how dangerous are the Lakers? How dangerous are the Golden State Warriors? It feels, and there's trouble in Dallas. I watched a lot of Luka and the Mavs, and you talk about body language. Ooh, man. Take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all. Set up a test drive, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. I was just talking about opening day and night. And if you're going to showcase your top players, you don't send Shohei Ohtani to Oakland to open up the season.
Witness protection.
Yeah. It's like, is Ohtani in action tonight? Not really. He's in Oakland. What's the payroll for the Oakland A's?
Oh, the 2023 A's. It's one of the lowest payrolls I could find in the past 20 years.
$40 million?
$43 million for their entire roster.
Okay, how many baseball players make more individually than the Oakland A's do?
This season, for sure two will make more.
Max Scherzer.
Correct.
Justin Verlander.
Correct. Yep. Both with the Mets, whose payroll is $334 million for 2023.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Now, when you play that team and look in their dugout, do you have that little bit of extra swagger? I make more money than this entire dugout. It's got to be a little something about that. Don't you think?
I don't know.
You wouldn't verbalize it, but there's got to be a part of you that's saying, like, I'm getting paid more money than this entire team that's sitting over there.
Yes.
See, I wonder more about, like, say we go back to the Reds, right, where, like, Joey Votto's making 20-something million a year, and the guy closest to him is Ken Griffey Jr. making $3.5 million. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the 20-plus million guy, but the rest of you guys are, like, 2-something. That's got to be awkward.
Are the Knicks still paying Allen Houston? Oh. It feels like that was one of those contracts. Steve Francis, are they still paying him? Who else in there? Anthony Hardaway, he'd be in there as well. Oh, he's there. He's back. He's Chris Mannix, our good buddy, the Sports Illustrated senior writer. He has been a busy man here. All right, you want to start with MVP, the Sacramento Kings, the Dangerous Lakers, Durant's back.
Whichever.
You pick.
Whichever way you want to go, Dan. You can start with MVP since I was just reading before we came on. Tim Bontemps, my friend over at ESPN, had his latest straw poll, which shows the race between Nikola Jokic and Joel Embiid. And to a lesser extent, Giannis Antetokounmpo tightening pretty good. So you can start there.
It feels like it's contentious. Not between Embiid and the Joker, but the writers and fan base. I don't remember this being this way.
I don't think it's contentious among the writers. It's contentious certainly among the fans. It's contentious certainly on social media. Mm-hmm. You know, radio, TV personalities, some of them have, you know, made it seem like if you vote for player X, that means you hate player Y, yeah, which none of the writers actually believe. I'm an MVP voter, and look, I've gone back and forth on this vote, but not because I you know, feel differently or I hate Nikola Jokic more than I did back in February when I voted the first time, but circumstances change. You know, since the last, you know, ESPN straw poll, you've seen the Bucks go on a 15-game winning streak. You've seen the Sixers 8 out of 10 and Joel Embiid play out of his mind. So things just change. That's why the voting habits change. And if you go back to December, Dan, Jason Tatum was the leader in the MVP clubhouse. So, you know, things just tend to evolve over a season.
How do you think this plays out?
I think it's going to come down to potentially which team gets hot in the final couple of weeks of the season, potentially which player takes off. I mean, I was one of the few people that cast my unofficial vote this week for Giannis. Giannis, I think, is the most complete two-way player that's left among those top three. The Bucks right now have the best record in basketball, and the Bucks have done it with Chris Middleton playing like 30 games this season. You know, every other player that we're talking about in the MVP race has a all-star or all-star caliber co-star or co-stars. Yes, Jrue Holiday is right there in that mix, but Chris Middleton is the number two in Milwaukee. And his absence, while James Harden has been playing, while Jamal Murray has been playing, Michael Porter Jr. even playing in Denver, you know, that's a variable to me. So Giannis kind of taking this team and elevating them to the best record in the NBA right now, that gave him a slight edge on my most recent vote.
Talking to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated, their senior writer. How about my Kings? How big is this story?
It's huge. It's huge. One of the most wildly entertaining teams I've seen in a while. Probably the most entertaining since, you know, Mike D'Antoni's teams from back in the day, because they are
More entertaining than Golden State?
Yeah. Yeah, because Golden State would play defense and Sacramento doesn't, which makes them even more entertaining. Like, it's just fun watching this team get the ball out of their own basket, run up the floor, and try to score. That's why it's kind of shades of the D'Antoni Suns. I mean, even the D'Antoni Suns during their best years, where you could find them 15, 20 in defense. Sacramento in most categories is bottom five. And you watch them, and I watched a lot of Kings games this year because, again, they are fun to watch. But you watch them, and it's not like the effort's not there defensively. It's not like the schemes aren't there defensively because Mike Brown is an excellent defensive coach. They're just fundamentally bad. Like, top to bottom, they are bad defensively. From Sabonis to Fox, Kevin Huerter, great offensive players, dynamic at some positions, but straight bad defensively. That's why, you know, most of these scores are like 130, 120, 140, 132. It just makes them so much fun to watch.
And, but
ending this drought is impressive.
But it's entertaining, but can you win with this in the playoffs?
No, you absolutely cannot win with this in the playoffs.
Okay.
You know, the matchups are going to be interesting because right now you look at the bottom of the Western Conference playoff standings and you see, in no particular order, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Timberwolves. It's very easy to envision a scenario, not just where the Kings get knocked out in the first round, but any of the top three teams right now in the Western Conference getting knocked out in the first round. But specific to the Kings, you've got to be like, I don't know, better than a bottom third defensive team to succeed in the playoffs when you can't run as much, when possessions become a lot more valuable. And I think the Kings are going to have some fun moments in the postseason, but I don't see them getting very far with that defense.
The most dangerous team in the West is who?
Lakers. Most dangerous team in the West. And Dan, I will tell you right now, the Lakers are going to win the Western Conference.
Wow.
That is my prediction to you today.
Okay.
They will win the Western Conference.
Okay.
It's not knee-jerk to what we saw last night against Chicago. It's more of a combination of everything I've seen over the last few weeks with Anthony Davis, again, playing like Anthony Davis. Austin Reeves taking off in the second half of the season. The trades that they made, these guys that fit, D'Angelo Russell, he fits. Rui Hachimura, good role player. Jared Vanderbilt, you get some kind of Dennis Rodman vibes off Jared Vanderbilt when he's in the game. And LeBron, he came back from this foot injury a little bit earlier than people thought he would, which gives him more of a runway to get back into a rhythm before the start of the playoffs. I mean, since the All-Star break, Dan, they have a top four defense in the league. And I just see too many signs that suggest when they get to the playoffs, they're going to be dangerous there. Because who do you fear? Like, who are you picking in the first round against the Lakers? Right now, they're in number eight. Do they play Denver? Do you pick the Nuggets over the Lakers? I'm sorry, I wouldn't. Memphis, they're a mess right now. Sacramento, we talked about them. I think the Lakers, the biggest threat to the Lakers, in my opinion, are the teams they could play in the second and third round at the bottom half of the bracket. If the Warriors get Andrew Wiggins back and they start playing like the Warriors, the Clippers get Paul George back. Those are the teams, the Suns, we can get into them. I mean, if they get their chemistry right, those are the teams that would make me more anxious if I was the Lakers than Denver, Memphis, or Sacramento.
Yeah, I thought you would say Phoenix would be the most dangerous team with Durant coming back. How come they're not the most dangerous team?
They're right up there, but I still need to see more from this version of Phoenix. I don't put much stock in what Durant did last night, first game back, and I can only imagine with an ankle injury that was so bizarre, there's going to be some comfort issues coming back into the fold. But, you know, Chris Paul continues to have an inconsistent shooting year. I want to see who's that kind of fourth and fifth guy off of the top four that they have in Phoenix. How does that bench shape out? It's kind of a thin bench right now. And look, they've got a lot of guys, Dan, that have been dealing with, you know, soft tissue injuries, muscle injuries, different things like that over the course of the season. DeAndre Ayton just missed four games with a hip injury. You know, that's a dangerous team because of their star power. But in the playoffs, I mean, it feels like they're one moment away from one of those guys going down, which would completely derail their plans.
Help me understand the Ben Simmons situation. What happens next?
You've just got to continue the rehabilitation process if you're Brooklyn. There's no other alternative at this point. There's no market for Ben Simmons. Nobody in the NBA really knows if you're making like the Ben Simmons pie chart, how much of it is mental, how much of it is physical, how much of it is a situation. There's a lot of questions around him to the point where nobody is going to touch him, certainly not with the numbers that are left on that contract. I mean, the Nets, there's no pressure on Brooklyn right now because they're not going to win anything for the foreseeable future. So I believe their mindset this offseason, with a full offseason with Simmons being relatively healthy, is to just try to find unique ways to get him back on track, because they really don't have any other choice. Like, there's no other destination for Ben Simmons. There's no place they can trade him. They're certainly not going to cut him and eat all that money. Yeah. They've got to figure out this summer a way to fix Ben Simmons so that he is something close to the player we've once seen in years past.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like Markelle Fultz worked to come back.
Yeah.
And really, it's been a really good story, but he disappeared in Orlando. It's like Ben Simmons needs to disappear someplace so we don't focus on his game every single night, or he's not playing for a contender where he's hurting that team. And then maybe he gets some confidence back. But, man, you can't go from defensive player of the year to averaging 17 and 8, and then you're not even playing anymore. Like, I don't know. Mind-boggling.
Look, the people around Ben Simmons will tell you that everything is kind of an offshoot of the initial injury, whether it's the knee, connects to the hip, connects to the back. All those things have been giving Ben Simmons problems. But I couldn't agree with you more that Ben Simmons needs to get back in anonymity, which is exactly what Fultz did. And there were some similarities there, because Fultz's injuries did appear to be both physical and mental. And he went to Orlando where there was no pressure. And, you know, he's had some injuries down there, but as a player, he has been able to revive his career. And look, maybe Brooklyn is that destination. Yeah. I mean, the Nets are in New York, but, you know, even when they're great, nobody really cares. There's still a Knicks town. So that could be his opportunity to rebuild himself next year, but he can't play for a contender right now, not with that type of pressure.
Would you rather be a Knicks fan or a Kings fan right now?
I'd probably rather be a Kings fan, not just for this year, but for the foreseeable future, because I can project out 4 or 5 years of the Kings rising in the playoff standings, in the playoff field, becoming a contender. If they can add a couple of defensive players, they could be at another level. The Knicks, they just reek of first round exit. They just do. Like, they're better than what they were in years past because Jalen Brunson is there. And Jalen Brunson is a game changer. I think Jalen Brunson deserves, you know, credit for elevating Julius Randle this year, because, you know, Julius Randle's playing more like the guy we saw 2 years ago than the one we saw last year. And that has a lot to do with Jalen Brunson. But I still don't trust that team in the playoffs. I've watched too many Knicks games, Dan, where Randle just grabs the ball with under 5 minutes left and, you know, goes 1-on-5 sometimes. And defenses have kind of figured him out. You saw it in the playoffs a couple of years ago against Atlanta. You know, a couple of games, they you know, to break it down or boil it down, they see him kind of look one way, they send a double team from another and force him to either turn the ball over or take a bad shot. That's just not a team I can trust right now. It's a great matchup on Friday, by the way, with a team they're likely to face in the first round. That's Cleveland. I think Cleveland's a more complete team than the Knicks are. They're overall better defensively, and I think Donovan Mitchell will be the best player on the floor in that series. And won't it be great to see Donovan Mitchell go to Madison Square Garden and break the hearts of all Knicks fans? I think the Knicks are a team that's built for pretty good success in the regular season. But when you get to the playoffs and you're going to be forced to rely on Julius Randle and forced to ask for efficiency from RJ Barrett and forced to have Jalen Brunson step up into a bigger role, I'm just not buying them. I think the Kings have the higher ceiling.
I'll leave you with this. I'm big on body language, and I'm watching the Mavs last night. Luka does not look good, man. How's this end?
I don't know. He's in year one of a long-term contract, but the Mavericks made this Kyrie deal because they're worried about Luka asking out in the foreseeable future. And you know, whenever I check in with people in Dallas, it's made clear to me in no uncertain terms that they don't blame Kyrie for what's going on down here. Kyrie, by all accounts, has been a great locker room guy, a pretty good leader. Saying it's a cluster bleep last night was probably not a page out of Dale Carnegie, but he has been a pretty good soldier down in Dallas. The problem they have, Dan, is their roster is deeply flawed. You watch, you know, Luka and Kyrie are not good defensive players, but when there's nobody behind them to clean up their mistakes, they become exponentially worse because you can't rely on JaVale McGee and Dwight Powell and Maxi Kleber to be defensive stoppers. So if you have two turnstiles at the top of the perimeter, you're not going to have much success getting stops in the paint. It reminds me a lot of what the Jazz looked like in recent years when Rudy Gobert was out of the lineup, where they could score a bunch of points, but they couldn't stop anybody. And I don't know how it gets better next season. Like, let's spin it forward, and let's say you bring Kyrie back on a long-term deal, which is a massive risk in and of itself. Like, you don't have flexibility to go out and get the wing stopper that you had in Dorian Finney-Smith. You have no flexibility to get the perimeter or the interior big. You have no flexibility to flesh out that roster. You're just going to have to hope that those two guys catch lightning in a bottle and can outscore you on most nights. And that's not a recipe for success. It's really not. So
they were better.
I think it's going to end poorly.
They were better before they made the trade. They were a better team.
It was a panic move.
Yes.
It was a panic move because they failed last year with Jalen Brunson. We don't need to go back down that path, but that was a catastrophic mistake, not re-signing him the first or second time that they had the opportunity. And now they go out and, you know, we're the only team really in the NBA willing to roll the dice on Kyrie. You look at the offseason, Dan, like, who's out there that would take a chance on Kyrie besides Dallas this summer? Like, the Lakers, I mean, if they do that, if they go out there and gut their roster to get Kyrie Irving, that would be one of the most dysfunctional moves I've seen in a while. The Suns have no interest. Kevin Durant doesn't look like he wants to be anywhere near Kyrie anymore. Like, some of the cap space teams, like Detroit, San Antonio, are they making a run at Kyrie Irving? No. Like, it's Dallas or bust, it feels like, right now for Kyrie.
Good to talk to you as always. Thanks again, Chris.
You got it, Dan.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events.
With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We've been talking about some of the odds. Major League Baseball, MVP American League, National League. Over under total runs today with all the games. 120.5. How about the odds to have the best regular season record in baseball? If you said the Astros, you'd be correct, even without Altuve for a little while. Then the Braves, Dodgers, Yankees, and the Mets. It's opening day. Jeff Passan's hair looks crisp. Maybe a little extra product in there. The Baseball Insider for ESPN. He'll be on Baseball Tonight pregame show. Tonight at 6 Eastern, it's baseball opening night. It'll be the Astros hosting the White Sox at 7 o'clock. Great to see you again, Jeff. Can you please help me understand why the Unicorn is opening the season on the road in Oakland instead of being showcased like he should be, Shohei Ohtani. National TV.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with your premise, other than maybe MLB wanted a no-hitter on opening day.
That's what I said. but I don't want it to be late at night no-hitter. We need Shohei Ohtani should be in primetime, given everything that's happened in baseball, or even make it an afternoon game. But
yeah,
people want to see him after what's happened, and you're not taking advantage of that. Why?
I don't have a good answer to that. Honestly, I don't think there is one. I agree. If there's any cajoling of the schedule that Major League Baseball should be doing, it's for the beginning of the season, and it should be tilted toward the stars. And having Shohei Ohtani open in New York would have been incredible. Having him pitch on opening day at Fenway Park would have been amazing. Or in Philadelphia against the defending National League champions. Or we could go on and on and on about all the different things that could have been. I suppose I take solace in knowing that it's just one day. And I understand, like, it's a ceremonial one. It's a national holiday for those of us who love baseball. But because of the balanced schedule this year that has never been in place in the past, Ohtani's going to be playing everywhere this year. So he will have those games at Yankee Stadium, and he will have those games at Citi Field, and he will have those games in Boston that we're all desiring. It just won't be on this day that all of us are sitting here excited about what the next 186 days have to hold.
Is Ohtani on the Angels by the end of the year?
Oh, boy. See, when you ask that question, you're essentially asking me to make a prediction about how the Angels are going to do this year. And I do think the Angels are going to be an improved team. I don't know that they're going to be improved enough necessarily such that when August 1st, the trade deadline comes around, they don't sit there and say, we can get so much and secure our future for somebody who in all likelihood is going to be leaving at the end of this season. And that's the, you know, that's the catch 22 for the Angels right now. They know that in order to have any shot at keeping Shohei Ohtani around, they need to win this year.
Yeah.
And they know that, you know, I think they've probably felt that in the past, but I think they know it explicitly now after seeing him during the World Baseball Classic. I've been around Shohei Ohtani on and off for 5 years now that he's been over here. And there was a different version of him, Dan, at the WBC. The guy at the WBC was the team captain of Samurai Japan, a group of players who have gone and won Olympic gold medals and who played together all. They were the, you know, one of only a handful of real teams as opposed to guys who have just gotten thrown together for the WBC. And seeing the utter joy on his face and the excitement of playing baseball that counts for him, like that really makes him care. You know, he said after the semifinal game where they had the walk-off hit against Mexico, you know, this is the most fun I've had playing baseball in a long time. And it's the most fun because he's been winning. And he hasn't won at all in his time with the Angels. So, I, you know, this is dancing around your original question. If the Angels win, they will keep him. And they will use that as a selling point to try and keep him from going to the Dodgers or the Mets or the Giants or the Yankees or the Mariners, the teams that seem to be the top suitors for him.
This is a team that finished 33 games out of first place last year. Vegas, DraftKings has them over under at 82.5 wins.
Yep.
That's, I mean, Shohei Ohtani's got to look at Mike Trout and go, do I want this? Do I?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Mike
Trout. I think Mike Trout looks at Mike Trout and says, do I want this? and remember, Mike Trout's got the biggest contract in baseball history at $426.5 million. But Mike Trout also hasn't been to the playoffs since 2014
against Kansas City.
And and in that playoff series the Angels got swept. So Mike Trout is a decade plus Dan into his career and still has not won a playoff game. So these are, you know, these are fair questions to ask, and I don't anticipate Mike Trout asking out anytime soon, but man, if Shohei Ohtani were to leave, just what a punch to the gut that would be for this organization that, frankly, was given a gift in Ohtani coming over. I mean, there is no player in baseball history who has been as underpaid as he is relative to where he would be on the open market. And I think we're going to see that this offseason when his contract starts with the number 5 and potentially, like, this is wild to say, maybe even the number 6.
Yeah. Talking to Jeff Passan, ESPN Senior Baseball Insider. How good of a month was this for Major League Baseball?
Oh, my gosh. So let's go over the three high points to me. Number one, the WBC was awesome. I don't care who you root for. There's always something about when professional athletes play for their countries, whether it's the World Cup, the Olympics, that brings out something different in them, like a side of them that they may not have recognized. And part of that is being with a team of guys who are all-stars and who are the best in their field. But part of it also is culture and heritage and that deep place that it holds inside of our souls. And so I saw a different sort of intensity in March, which you never see in baseball. It is the most lackadaisical, laid-back, slow month on the calendar because you're just playing out the string until opening day. So to have those games in the WBC, I think a lot of people are going to be looking forward to the World Baseball Classic when it comes back in 2026. Today, you've got the pitch clock and the band shift and the bigger bases and the lack of pickoff moves that are going to fundamentally change baseball. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. It's not just the 25 minutes of game time that got shaved off during spring training. It's the fact that it's a brand of baseball that's a lot closer to what you saw in the 70s and 80s, where it's not going to be as intensely focused around the home run, where left-handers are still going to be able to hit singles to right field, where stolen bases, Dan, I think might double this year compared to last year, but really where it's moving at a place that you can't look down at your phone in between pitches without running the risk of missing one. And it's going to take a little while for fans, I think, to get used to, because it is an alarming, jarring change when you see it for the first time. But players have gotten used to it, and I think for the most part, they are very much on board with it. And then last night, the first minor league collective bargaining agreement. If we look back at history, minor league baseball players have been treated poorly for upwards of a century. Like, it's been a really, really long time that they have been paid poverty wages, that they've played in dilapidated stadiums, that they've been on buses that break down, that they've had to sleep six to a two-bedroom apartment because they couldn't afford anymore. And the fact that they, within the last year, were able to create a union, become recognized by Major League Baseball, and hammer out a collective bargaining agreement that will more than double their salaries before opening day, provide housing, better food, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a seminal day in baseball history that and opening day with the pitch clock and the other new rules are all happening in these last 24 hours.
All right. Briefly on these teams, the Astros season hinges on...
Who did I put? I wrote that a week and a half ago, so you need to remind me.
Altuve?
2 months. Honestly, the Astros are so good that their season doesn't necessarily hinge on anyone. Like, they have such depth. That was just a product, Dan, of the season hinging on a player from many other teams. I don't want to include the Astros. So,
okay, how about the Braves? Season hinges on.
Yeah, this is another one I don't remember. Clearly, this segment is going incredibly
well. You wrote it.
Words, if you're expecting me with 120 different bits.
All right, okay. Yeah. All right. How about
this? You know what? No. Todd Fritz, I'm calling you out. This is what Todd Fritz gets for not paying for ESPN Plus. I get an email last night. Hey, can you send me the text from this article? And I was like, wow, why do you want the text from that article, you cheap bastard? Pay for plus.
Hey, I built the damn place. They should give it to me for free, Passan. Just keep that in mind. Talking hairdo, going in and taking a victory lap. I spent 18 years. I built the damn place. Don't you talk to Todd that way. And you got my hair back when I was there. Come on. Not going to put up with this. How about that, Todd?
Thanks for sticking up for me.
Thank you. All right.
I used to love Jeff.
Yeah.
See what he did? Threw me under the bus there.
I was going to ask you what the Dodgers season hinges on or the Yankees, but I don't want to stump you.
I'm left.
Okay. That's it. That's, passing picks on Fritzy, and then it's ball game. All right?
I deeply respect you standing up for your people in that matter. Okay. I do, however, just have to say my hair is better than yours was in your prime.
Oh, no.
Just
saying. Easy, Paulie. No. I don't want you going to Bristol. I know where passing is. No, it's good. He can say it.
Wow.
He can say it. Go ahead. I'm okay with that. I could refresh your memory.
This is a great final time on the Dan Patrick Show.
Yes, it is.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. Todd, get Buster Olney on the phone if you can. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
Jeff, I'm all for self-confidence, and I love your work, but let's pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, it's probably true. But I just, after you coming back at me, I felt like some bravado was necessary.
You don't have to be Robin Ventura. I'm Nolan Ryan on the mound. You don't have to come out, Jeff. Stay there, have some fun today. I know you will. And thank you again for all your contributions.
I always appreciate it. And Todd, I still like you. I love you, in fact. And Dan, thank you for having such great hair.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. That's Jeff Passan, ESPN Senior Baseball Insider. You can see that hair tonight on Baseball Tonight starting at 6 Eastern. It's opening night. It'll be the Astros and the White Sox at 7. Not inspiring. Astros, White Sox.
Well, good, very good teams. Sox were supposed to be better.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's one Ohtani.
Come on.
I like the they wanted a no-hitter on opening night.
No, but this is if the NBA had this, we would not have these kind of games.
What would be the equivalent of Astros, White Sox in the NBA?
Well, no, I'm looking at the Angels against Oakland. That'd be sending LeBron to Orlando. You know? And even if you had all the Disney characters out there on the floor, it still wouldn't be entertaining. Yes, he.
We came into the day with all this positive momentum about being. No!
I do.
Shohei's Barry.
Only one game. That's it. I just want to know the unicorn should be on display.
Baseball is back. The commissioner saved it.
He did.
He did. He saved the game. They're about to have one of their best years ever.
Yes, Paul.
To be fair to the Magic, can you guys guess which team has the lowest percentage of often filling their building? Like worst attendance in the NBA.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, worst attendance by percentage of people they put in the building compared to what it could hold.
Yes, Todd.
Atlanta?
Ooh.
I know you've said a number of times because you used to live there that they don't really support that team. Their team's so good.
No, that's a college football. They love their Georgia Bulldogs.
Hawks are in the middle.
I would go to the Omni, and that's when they had Dominique, and it'd be like, man.
Actually, I got to check that. The Atlanta Hawks they're sold out every night. They do 17,000. This is this season.
Does 17,000 show up?
From what the reports, they have 100%, 103.9% that they're SRO, standing room only.
All right. Yes, Seton.
Not a lot of buzz with the Pacers.
Good guess. They're third from the bottom in attendance.
Yes, Todd.
Hornets? Jordan doesn't even want to be there. why would Frankie and Sally want to go? Michael Jordan.
Frankie and Sally.
Michael's like, he's bailing.
Okay. Hornets are bottom five.
All right. Marv, you got one?
Frissy took mine. I was definitely thinking Hornets. If Michael doesn't want to be there.
I'm going to go Nets.
Nets are kind of in the middle. They pretty much sell out. They just about sell out. About 17,000.
Oh, maybe that's because they bought tickets when Durant and Kyrie there. Okay. All right.
Your Wizards. They get about 83% full night to night. It's 17,000.
Kristaps Porzingis.
The Thunder are in a similar boat. The Thunder are getting 15,000 a night. That's only 84% full.
Even if the Thunder was correct, I wasn't going to say the Thunder because I don't want to pick on my team. That's going to be the surprise team next year. Okay. Yeah. Something. There's some logic in there somewhere. How about we take a break? Opening day. Hey, first day of spring
Let's
for
go.
Us. Yeah.
Go Pepper, we're off.
Ah, here okay. we go. Come on, babe.
Play ball.
Here stay. We go.
Okay, what do you say to Ken? Okay, keep on. Ken.
Come on. Little Bing. Walks as good as a hit. When I would get up and they'd say, walks as good as a hit. And I'd be like, really? No, a hit is as good as a hit. Come on, Paul.
I had a buddy who was so bad at baseball, he played. He goes, the team coach and manager would go, don't be afraid to lean into it.
Don't
like to get hit so you get up first. Don't be afraid to leave.
Get a hit or get hit. Get on base. Come on, here we go. All right.
That was like the Bad News Bears days when Walter Matthau kept encouraging him to get hit by a pitch. But that really hurts. I don't think I want to do that. Go ahead, lean into it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.